good.
All right. 845 videos in a week. This is gonna be fun. I love this. This is let's give it all away. This is gonna be dope. We all know content is king, and being able to put your content everywhere is key. And a lot of people I know, including myself back in the day, would struggle to make like one or two posts a day. Tonight, I'm gonna show you how to, in less than an hour a week, for less than $100 a month, make over 1,000 videos in 30 minutes or less. I'm literally going to do it live in this video, show you every step of the way. This video won't be 30 minutes long, and we'll have the whole thing done before we're done. So I've made this post on social media. Well, the post itself doesn't get millions and millions of impressions, but my DMs blow up constantly. The comments section are all like, oh my God, how did you do that? Please, please, please show me. And so what we're gonna do is actually break down every step of this because it's honestly super easy and I want you to know how to do it. So with that being said, let's unpack this thing. To start off with, I'm gonna show you the tools that I use and the process that I use to get everything. And by the end of this, you too are gonna be able to do hundreds. And we're also going to show you one or two tools that means that you never even have to get on camera. And you can also do this. Plus, for all of you that want to do affiliate offers for other people, you can do this with their social media for them. This is the most important part. Let's get started with something basic. What we need is originally source material. And I'm going to show you today everything that I do to legitimately make that many videos, step by step. Now, you might not have all the raw material that I do, but that's okay. You don't also have to produce that many videos to fundamentally change what you're doing. You know, folks like Alex Hormozi say, make 200 a week. You can do that. And I'm gonna show you how right now. So the first thing we're gonna dive into today, now clearly if you saw that post, I'm doing interviews with people. Interviews are excellent because not only is it you talking and providing content, but it doesn't have to be super high def. You don't need an expensive camera and a great microphone. You don't need fancy editing. Conversation is what people care about. Yes, they want fancy stuff. Yes, they want to be entertained, but there's a completely separate part of the brain that just wants value. That just wants what you have to say. And if what you have to say has real value, then it could be grainy Ring camera footage and it would still pop. I thoroughly enjoy those Ring camera videos because you still get to hear a story. Because you still get to see a story, right? And one of the reasons we listen to people is for what they have to say and the stories that they tell. So as long as that's compelling, it doesn't matter what your source content looks like. But to give an example of this process in a more micro sense, today I'm gonna do it live with you. So let's get started. Now, first step is we need some raw material. So I'm gonna go to YouTube. I just launched this video today, Truth About Cost Cap. By the way, great video, you should check it out. Now what we're gonna do is I'm just gonna take this URL, awesome. And then we're gonna go to the first step in the process. This is Opus. Now Opus is amazing. And to be fair, I met the founder of Opus at Social Media Marketing World last year. And his product was not up to snuff then. And I tried it twice since and it just wasn't there. But now it is. Now it is a cornerstone of everything that I do. This is, by the way, wildly underpriced. So get it while you can. You can get a lot of good pricing. I'm gonna go to my dashboard, and what I love here is you can literally just drop the YouTube link, which means it doesn't even necessarily have to be your video. Now, if you notice, it notices that it's in English. I'm using 23 minutes of credits. I currently have 28 hours that I can still use, and I'm gonna use my preset here. Just, I have a couple of them. Now, what we're gonna do is we're gonna scroll down to processing time frame. We're gonna take the whole video, and I'm gonna do this mode, 30 to 60 seconds. That means that I want it to be at least 30 seconds, but no more than 60 because, well, a YouTube short has to be less than 60 seconds. And that's a key part of this whole process. So what we're gonna do is just hit get clips in one click. which I love. So it's fetching the video, and let's start a clock on exactly how long this will actually take, because I want you to see in real time during this video that it can be done like that, just that easy. So let's, while this is happening, begin to move to some other steps. Now, the next step that we have in this process is repurpose.io. Now, if you notice my repurpose, I've got a lot. I actually have multiple pages of repurpose. And the reason that I have this is because when I'm making these short form pieces of video, I want them to be dispersed throughout my entire network. So you can see that there are a lot here, and we're not gonna go through all of these. Let's start with three things that we need to know. So the first thing that we need to know is in connections, I actually have a Facebook page. I have a backup, just dummy burner pages. I've got a couple Google Drives connected. I've got a couple Instagram accounts connected. I've got my LinkedIn. I've got a couple of TikToks connected and a couple of Twitter accounts connected. On top of that, now a lot of these are just short form content distribution media. That's what this is all about. So what we're going to try to do here is understand that when we're deploying a video, we're not just putting it on our main page and seeing how it goes. What we're doing is we're setting up a system so that we can make a web of deployment. Now, the important thing here is the flow. So let me talk to you about this, and maybe we can draw up a slight little graphic of what this looks like. So step one, what I'm going to do is take all the videos from Opus, and I'm going to drop them in their appropriate Google Drive folder. Now, what that really means is every one of my flows starts because a new video is put into a Google Drive folder. When a new video is put in, then that flow gets triggered with an automation for deployment. So let me show you kind of what that looks like. Let's get started with, for instance, my meme shorts, which are some of my favorites things. Now, if we go into here, the detail. Now, what this says is, when I throw it into my burner drive, it's going to take this upload folder, Disruptor School Memes upload folder, and it's gonna go to the Disruptor School Memes YouTube channel, and it's gonna post at these times each day. This happens to be 3 times a day. That is 21 videos a week. Now, 21 videos a week seems reasonable. All right. Now, what if we also say, well, there's actually not just a YouTube, but a TikTok and an Instagram and a Facebook page and a Twitter account. Well, at some point, we begin to stack things up. So let's go to ChatGPT and just keep track of all. So we've got 21 times YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook page, and a Twitter account. Right there, we have over 100 videos going live this week. So that's just one set if we get 21 videos. Now, when we start to break that down, oh, I'm not just doing the meme stuff, which to be fair is just super fun. I'm also taking shorts of all of my long-form content. That's what Opus is doing, by the way, in the background right now. So now Opus is gonna spit out a lot of videos that are ultimately gonna be dumped into here. Now that's of my most recent YouTube video. What if I did 2 videos a week and say 4 or 5 interviews? Now I hear you saying, well, I couldn't possibly do that. What if you didn't have to necessarily make every video be a new one? Something that I've been doing for years is taking video content that used to play. A lot of my interviews are ones that aired 6 months ago, 1 year ago, 2 years ago. My interview with Rob O'Rahill when he was running the Triple Whale Ad Spend podcast is almost 2 years old, and it's gonna go out again next week. And for those of you like, well, why are you doing that? Well, because I'm growing my channel on a regular basis. My primary YouTube channel, well, actually just crossed 17,000 people today. But if you take into account all the new followers I'm getting on LinkedIn, on Twitter, and the more growth that my page gets on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok, if you didn't know about me 3 months ago, you surely didn't see my interview from 2 years ago. And if you discovered me today on this video, are you really gonna go back and see the thing I did 3 weeks ago? Probably not. Now, obviously, I'm not smashing the same things over and over again, but you get the idea. So the point is, if you've been around, you probably have a lot of things that can be used. Now, one of my favorite things to do here is to say, first off, that's one channel, right? So now let's go to ChatGPT while we're running our little math here and say, that's great for one video. We're actually gonna do that 105 times 7 videos. One a day. One a day seems like a lot. Until you realize, well, I could just repost things from a long time ago. And if I'm a guest on a podcast, who's to say I couldn't just repost that video that was on their channel onto mine? If I give them credit, wouldn't you love people to repost your content? You want to do it with shorts and TikToks all the time? Do it with your long form as well. Well, look at that. Now we're at 735 videos a week. And all we're really doing is maybe shooting one new video a week, replaying an old video that was a hit, and taking content that we've helped provide for other people, being guests on their podcasts or interviews that we've had of other people coming on our show, and then replaying them. If you make a point of doing, say, a couple of months, over the course of a few years, you're gonna have a lot. Now, I get it, not everybody can do this on day one, but you could also make a point of saying, I'm gonna try to do 3 interviews next week. Say you did that for a month, you'd have 12, 15 interviews, you would basically have enough to do 2 a week in replay for like a year before people really kind of catch up, right? Because that's going to take a month and a half before you replay that first one again. And maybe by the time you get back to that first one, you've done a couple other ones. That's how we can really force multiply what we're doing. Now, fun fact, Opus is done. Real time, check the clock. How long was that? Now, what I love here is we've got some clip. Now, Opus is amazing in that it's gonna give me the title of the clip. It's gonna tell me why this is interesting, and it also gives me a score. Now, to be completely fair, I see a lot of people will go in here and say, well, I wanna make sure that they look good, and I wanna make sure that they're edited well, and I need to X, Y, and Z. Here's the thing. I've run Facebook ads. If you asked me what ad is gonna smash and which one's gonna fail, I'm gonna be wrong more often than just guessing. Like, it's a 50-50 shot, I'm wrong 80% of the time. The point here is, it's not about picking only the best stuff. It's about picking everything. And if we scroll down, how many videos did we get from that one YouTube video that was like 22 minutes? We got 17. So if we go back to our math on our chat, we said 21 videos, 3 a day. Now, if I can get 17 from one video, this is where it starts to get crazy, because what if I can get roughly 21 out of the 7 videos, because some of them are gonna be half an hour long. So out of that one video, we have 17. And I hear you, when we look back at our ChatGPT, it said, well, it's 21 times 5, and then it's that times 7. You're not getting 21 videos out of it. You're right, because it's only 22 minutes long. What if I do an interview that's an hour? I might get 40. It all kind of averages out. This math is just rough, but I want you to start to think about the power of it. And the beauty when we get into repurpose is that not only can I deploy it, but I can also go into here and all of these videos that get sent out, when we get to repurpose, we can start to take a look at some of these videos. And let's take the interviews shorts, for instance. We're just talking about interview. When I post them, they're not just posted with that file name. And remember, we have the name right there. Mastering the Ad Game, Decoding the Strategy for Explosive Growth. This is great. And I went and preset some of this stuff too, so you can kind of see what this looks like, right? I've got the thumbnails, I've got the, you know, and you can kind of see what this looks like, right? And I've set presets for my version of the caption so that's on brand and all of that stuff, which is great. The other thing is, it's gonna use that file name as the title of the video. And they know that, so the titles aren't too long to be fit into your caption. Now, when it goes to YouTube, I'm also dropping in custom tag. I'm also dropping in YouTube tag. I'm making sure that this is a completely built out post on YouTube. And I'll share this as the last piece for us to think about today. When I make YouTube channel, I have, by the way, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 channels. There's more, to be honest. And not all of them were popping. Not all of them got subs, but believe me, all of them were at 0 at one point. My long form content, where I grab these videos from, basically just come out of the Professor Charlie T, the Digital Marketing in 5, and the Interviews channel. All these clips go up to the Charlie T Shorts, the Interviews clips, we have the Memes channel. Now here's where it gets really fun. Because remember, also all of those have a TikTok and an Instagram and a Twitter account and a Facebook page, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Let me show you something really interesting. Let's go into my YouTube studio for a sec. So now here's the latest. Here's the other thing. I have on my YouTube studio this little playlist called Best Of. These are all the bangers.
of all the short form.
Now, these aren't the ones that have gotten 50,000, 100,000 or more plays because I don't really want to repost those. But these are all the ones that hit. And if you take a look at them, sometimes the same ones hit over and over again, which is really interesting because on Repurpose, I have stuff like this. The best of one channel gets posted to another. So we've already established how I'm building 735 videos, deploying that many in a week. Now, if we were to say 7 days a week across 8 channels, and every day I'm gonna take just the 2 best videos, not only do I have that original 735 video, I can add 112 to them because I can take the best videos and I can push them to other channels. Now, I'm also doing other things like using Opus to cut long form. So it's taking videos that aren't just full screen vertical video up to 60 seconds. I'm using it to also take videos that are 10 minutes to 45 minutes and cutting them down to segments that are several minutes long in a normal wide length. Let's just say, for sake of argument, a 20-minute video will give me 5 of those. Well, now we can do 8, 47, plus 5 times 5. Because remember, 5 different channels. Now, we're sitting at a total. This is all without really putting any work in other than showing up on interview and making maybe one long-form piece of content go live a week. Now, full disclosure, this is a small piece of what I'm doing. I actually have other channels and other efforts, but I wanted you to see what this can look like. And actual numbers, doing this process earlier tonight, because clearly it's nighttime here at Disruptor HQ, I did 845 videos in basically 30 minutes. And the way that I did that was, I didn't just put one video into Opus. I actually took 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 videos into Opus. Now, what that means is that's 5 sources that got done today. Now, I said sometimes you can do 7. Some of these are long. And I already had some extra bangers in place. So here's the primary point I want to get to today. This isn't just about shitposting. This is about taking the content that you feel comfortable and confident in and then letting a device, like in this case, Opus, let's shine back to those people because they do good work. And I'll drop a link to them down below because yes, I have an affiliate link. This is digital marketing after all. Using trusted tools to do the work for you. And instead of trying to make everything perfect, we can use those other channels. Because remember, I showed you on my YouTube studio all of the other channels that I've got going on, right? It's not just about being perfect on your primary channel. And remember, I showed you that post earlier that every time I post it, it goes nuts. Let's bring it back up. It's not just one YouTube channel. It's a bunch. And I'm not posting everything to my primary channels. I'm posting them to the shorts channels. And when something's a banger, it's gonna go back out to my primary channel, which are Disruptor School, Professor Charlie T, and Digital Marketing in 5, and the interviews channel. What that means is my primary channels only ever get the best content. And it means that if it's good content, it's gonna be repurposed automatically. And this is something you can do yourself or you can have a VA do for you. But I'll say this, I legitimately sit in front of the camera for a couple hours a week. And I think last year I posted on average over 1,000 videos a week for the last 3 months of the year. And the most important thing that I want you to know is that it's not, again, it's not just about putting out a ton of content. It's also about what that content can do for you. And so I put this in my post, but I want to just share it again here. It's not just about the social media. It's about owning page 1 to 100 on Google. Because if you're talking about something all the time and your message is any good and you can put out 10 times, 100 times more content than the next person, what if somebody's working really hard and they put out a video a day, which sounds daunting, and maybe 1 or 2 long forms, maybe they go overboard and they get like 10 a week and you can do 1,000. 6 months from now, who's gonna show up more often when people are looking for the things that you have to talk about? It's not gonna be the person that gets 1 a day. Unless every one of them is a banger. It's probably not gonna happen. It's also about influencing ChatGPT and Bard and other AI software because they look to what's out on the internet to feed their systems. One of the reasons that you can go to ChatGPT or Bard and type in the 3-2-2 method is because I have thousands of videos deployed talking about. And to be fair, I think it's really at most like 10 to 15 hours of actual video content, but it's an unimaginable volume of information. that is overwhelming these AI systems about what I have to say. And it's not just about giving away information for free. That's better than what they charge you money for. It's about drowning them out in a sea of your message. Some people are gonna have more ad dollars. Some people are gonna have better production value than you. But if you have a better message, if you have something that people want to hear, doing what I showed you tonight, which at my hooper high level usage is about 150 bucks a month, this can outproduce the work that I used to pay people thousands a month. And I used to have to schedule all of those things manually. Now Repurpose does it for me. And even then, it was still a fraction of the output that we have here. You can do this. And maybe you don't want to deploy that much stuff. It just feels like I don't have that many channels. Okay, let me say this. If you were to do this once a month, even at 5 pieces of content a day, that's over 20 days of content across multiple channels. Maybe you don't have the Instagram, the TikTok, the Twitter account, the Facebook page, the LinkedIn. Maybe you just have Instagram, TikTok, and a YouTube. Like, you can do this. I'll tell you this, my goal is to get to 10,000 videos a month. I think it's completely reasonable. There are agencies that do this that charge tens of thousands of dollars to do it for you. You can do it for less than 100 bucks. And also, for what it's worth, I take all of my long form content and all the things that are bangers, and I use that to power the brain behind CharlieBot, charliebot.ai. And that makes CharlieBot more and more and more intelligent. Also, there is a CharlieBot channel where I take the most commonly asked questions and I push them back up. What do you think is gonna happen in 3 months, 6 months, a year, when people are using my software to answer their own questions and I get to see that log and I make videos of those questions in an obviously generalized fashion? Who's gonna have the video answer to every question anybody's ever gonna have about what I talk about? And if you begin to use other tools like my GPT, we'll show it up here in a second. And if it feels daunting to do all of this stuff, remember, you can also go to my Tube Mentor, GPT. And with this, we can actually have the descriptions, the titles, the chapters, the tags, social posts to promote things, and emails, all done for you. So you literally only need to shoot one video a week. Maybe show up on a pod and make an effort of, like, next week I'm gonna be on 3. You can do this. This is how I do this. And I hope that you get as excited about this stuff as I do. And if you don't, that's fine. I'm a crazy person. But that's how we do it. So down below, you're gonna see links to my GPT here, Tube Mentor AI. You also see links to Repurpose.io and Opus. And feel free to ask me any questions that you need about this stuff. But I hope that I've laid out exactly how this all works. And let me know if you have any questions. So with that being said, I know you could be anywhere on the internet right now and you've chosen to be here, and I wanna say thank you. And you'll find a bunch of other things to learn from me down below. Don't forget the newsletter, sign up for the Facebook Ads MBA program, Disruptor School, whatever it is that suits your fancy. I'm here to help. Until next time, I'll see you on the internet. Bye.